Sfirat HaOmer.
Yes.
So we were discussing last week whether Sfirat HaOmer is a biblical mitzvah or a rabbinical mitzvah. Clearly within the time of the temple, it was biblical. It's a verse in the Bible that you should count the days between Pesach and Shavuot. So we know it was biblical. The only question was whether it still is or it no longer is biblical, since we don't bring a carbon omer anymore. So maybe it doesn't retain its biblical status. It's only a rabbinical mitzvah. So, and then we explained that some hold their differences counting days and weeks. So if you missed on day 3 or 4, so you could still count 7, 14, 21, 28, etc. So what is some practical difference whether Sfira is biblical or rabbinical? Either way, I have to do it. We're all zealous in our rabbinical commandments as well. So is there any practical difference whether I say it's biblical or rabbinical? So the first issue would come up is, when is the earliest time to count Sfira HaOmer? So the question is, when do we begin counting? Because certain mitzvahs we count during the day. We begin, like shofar, we don't blow at night, we just blow in the Rosh Hashanah morning. There's 4 species we don't bring until on Sukkot to the day. So why are we counting Sfirat HaOmer at night? Why don't we begin during the day? So when does day, how do I know here day means night? Because even though we say in Genesis, in Bereshit, Vayera, Vayiboker, Yom Echad, so the reason is because the Torah tells us that you should count 7 complete weeks. Shiva Tamimos Tiena. We need a complete, complete weeks. So therefore, when does the day begin? The day begins at night. So therefore, you don't wait till the morning to do it after Shacharis. You do it at night, right after Meir, because the day begins at night. So we learn out the mitzvah begins at night. So how early in the night can we count? And we went. So in we know in halacha, in Jewish law, we have this daytime. What is legally daytime? Anything before sunset. Anytime before sunset is daytime. At probably around 8:30 these days. Anytime when the 3 stars come out, when it gets dark out, it's nighttime. And in between that, in between sunset and nighttime, that's called twilight, which in halachic terms is suffik yom, suffik laila, doubtful day, doubtful night. We don't know what the status is. In halacha, it's a doubtful time period. As Rav Soloveitchik explained, because there's 2 ways. There's, on one hand, it's this time period is after sunset, so that means it would imply it's night. On the other hand, it's still not dark out yet. If you pick up, there's a time period that it takes. So therefore, is nighttime defined by the absence of light, or is it defined by the sun going down? So that's a doubt. That's a halachic doubt. So we treat this time as suffik yom, suffik laila. So the question is, can I count Sfira during this time period? Clearly, I can't count Sfira during the day because it's not the time yet. It's still it's not tomorrow. It's not my day yet. The day begins at night. So, and clearly you could begin at night. The question is, how early in the night? Could I count right after sunset, or do I have to wait for nightfall? So, that's a question that comes up every night in most shuls. So the question is whether Sfirat HaOmer is biblical or rabbinical, because we have a general rule. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, a doubt regarding a biblical law was strict on, and safek d'rabbanan l'kula, a doubt regarding a rabbinical law was lenient on. So if Sfirat HaOmer is biblical today, so then it would seem one would have to wait until nighttime. If Sfirat HaOmer is only rabbinical, so suffik derabbanan l'kula, doubt regarding a rabbinic law will lenient. So according to the Rambam, who says Sfira is biblical, it would seem according to him you'd have to wait until nighttime. But what about according to the, let's call it the majority opinion, or many others who assume it's only rabbinical today? So then we'd say Safek Darabanan Lekuas. If you counted during this time period, it would be a go. It would count. However, is that the preferable time to count? Do I say it's okay if you do it, but you should wait? Or is it the best time to count? In other words, if you assume it's... So we know Safek Darabanan Lekuas, it's good. If you count during this time period, and that's the only time you count, and you wait until tomorrow night again, it's okay, you keep on going. It's not everyone, we all agree to that. But the question is, when I say Safek Darabanan Lekuas, is that a post facto thing? That you really you should wait until nighttime, but if you count earlier, it's okay? Or no? Maybe it's no problem. It's just as good to count during twilight. In fact, Tosa's opinion is that's when you should be counting for a different reason. He says because, like we started off, you need a complete count. So the earlier in the night you count, the better. So he thinks, he has one opinion where he says a minute, a second after sunset, that's when you should be counting. You want to get at the full, you want to get the full tamimis in. So according to Tosis, it seems like Safek Darabanan Lekuas is lechatchila. Not only is it okay, it's preferable. It's at least just as good. And the Ran writes, in general, Safek Darabanan Lekuas is a bidyevet halacha. Where do I know where does the Ran say that? The Ran talks about it by Pesach. It's not that long ago, is it? So Pesach, we had a Seder, and we drank four cups of wine. So there's a whole debate in the Talmud about reclining. So we know there's a mitzvah to recline as well. We lean on the left side to show our freedom when we're eating the matzah, drinking the wine. So the Gemara has a debate, which four cups should I recline on? Do I have to recline on the first two or the last two? So the Gemara can, and they each give different reasons why they think the first two is better or the last two. And then the Gemara concludes, okay, you both have good points. Because actually, it's a common occurrence. They each quoted, they're both sitting in the same shir, and they quoted this Rebbe as saying two opposite things. That's a common occurrence, as they know. So the conclusion was, Aidi v'aidi by Haseba. The conclusion was, okay, we don't know, we're not sure, so let's recline on all four. So the Ran asked this famous question. He says, what do you mean? Reclining is a rabbinical mitzvah. And we have a principle, Safek Darabanan Lekuas. A doubt regarding a rabbinic law we're lenient on. So, if anything, so pick your poison. You should have said, okay, it's a derabanan to either recline on the first two or the last two. Why does the Gemara conclude that I have to recline on all four? It's not a biblical commandment that we have to be strict on. It's a rabbinical mitzvah we could be lenient on. So the Ran goes to, first of all, I can't pick arbitrarily either the first two or the last two. I can't say, because it's a Safek Hashakol. If it's a 50-50 doubt, I don't have a right to pick one over the other. So he says, you can't just pick a one or the other. So he basically gives two reasons why. He says, why are we strict? He says, one reason is, the one the Mishnah Berurah likes, the Chafetz Chaim, is, you're right, really, strictly speaking, Safek Darabanan Lekuas, you really wouldn't have to recline on all four. However, you know what? It's a milsa she'ein bo tircha. It's something that doesn't involve a lot of work. It's not a big burden. What's the big deal? You're going down, you're reclining. And to me, I prefer not reclining in general. Back in the day, it was probably more comfortable. If you gave me a recliner and a bed, maybe I'd be happy reclining. But sitting in a chair is not the comfortable reclining. But he says, what's the big deal? I wouldn't say it's a big deal. So it's not a big deal. So since it's different opinions on whether it's the first two or the last two, what's the big deal? So you recline on all four. That's his first answer. His second answer is a much more fundamental answer. He says, no, you can't. He says, you have to say in this case, this has to be the exception to the rule. You have to say, even though it's a rabbinic law, even though normally we're lenient on a doubt, but here you can't be lenient. But you come to the wrong conclusion. What does he mean? As follows. He says, what's going to happen? We'll get to the first two cups, Okay. Safek to Rabbanan Lakua. It's a rabbinic law. We're not sure. I'll drink the cups, but it's a doubt whether I have to recline. I won't recline. Great. I'll move on to the third and fourth cup. Safek to Rabbanan Lakua. Okay, I'm not going to recline. So what's going to come out? I'm going to uproot the mitzvah reclining Lagamre completely, because, and we know that's definitely, everyone agrees you have to recline. The only issue in the Gemara is which cups. So if you take the principle of Safek to Rabbanan Lakua and apply it, you'll end up with the wrong conclusion. And hence, that's why the Ran rejects it. But what do we see according to the Ran? We see according to the Ran's first answer, that see here you're not uprooting the mitzvah. By, so he says, we see according to the Ran, Safek to Rabbanan Lakua is bidyeved. It's like, if you could recline, he says, ain't not gonna, if you didn't recline, maybe yotze. But he says, why not recline? If it's something that's not difficult, if you're endowed, you should cover yourself. So it comes out, a machlokas Tosis versus the Ran, whether the principle of Safek to Rabbanan Lakua is post facto, it's a bidyeved, is you shouldn't rely on it, but if you did, you're okay. Or you shouldn't rely on it, l'chadchila, and you should wait until nighttime. So according to the Rambam, you have to wait until nighttime because it's a biblical mitzvah. According to those who say it's Drabbanan, it seems to be a machlokas Tosis in the Ran, whether I could l'chadchila count during twilight, or according to the Ran, if you count during twilight, you're okay, but if why not? If you're not concerned, you'll forget later, then you might as well wait until nighttime. But everyone agrees if you're concerned, you're going to forget. So then, obviously, then count them. But if you're not concerned, if you have your app working or you have your wife telling you, whatever's a more reliable thing, they'll leave it to you.
What about with the Omer, not the issue of when you count from, but consistency at the same time, once you choose a time, that you do it the same day, time every day?
Right.
Is there any statement about that?
Yeah, so according to Tosfos, he would come out. He says that you should be counting every day right after sunset. But the other ones don't go into time. We all agree to Tamimus, but we have a principle of Ruva Kakulo, like, you know, that the majority is like it all. You know, as long as you have the majority, of, you know, so if you had 23 hours that day, Tosis is the only one to raise that issue. But in practice, you know, I didn't see people bring down, but, you know, but it makes sense, even if you're going to daven at nighttime, you know. First, either way, you don't have to wait. By the way, you don't have to wait for Ma'ariv to say Sfira. So therefore, they do talk about once it gets nighttime, you should count as soon as, whenever you're davening Ma'ariv. If you have a 10 o'clock minyan, then, you know, people talk about counting. But people aren't that careful about it, but they do bring down based on Tosfos. You might as well. More as opposed to making it more complete than it is consistent. Let's say if I waited to 11 o'clock last night, I shouldn't necessarily wait to tonight. I should do it at 9 o'clock or whatever, 9:15. Yeah, right. So we have to get into it further. What is the reason? Why does Tosa say Safek Drabanu Laku is Lechatchila? Why is the wrong? What's the fundamental machlokas we have to get into? It won't be now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.